This year, on the third Sunday of Lent, congregations attending Mass were invited to hear another symbolic narrative from the Gospel of John. Jesus, we are told, encountered a woman of Samaria at a place called Jacob's Well. The first hearers of this story would immediately recognize the marriage symbolism. Jacob met and fell in love with his wife at a well. In fact, wells functioned pretty much as a kind of ancient Near Eastern version of Cleary's clock. The strange conversation that unfolds between Jesus and the woman is initially about thirst, physical thirst. But it quickly moves to another level, picking up on the biblical theme of the soul thirsting for God like a dry, weary land without water. The woman is invited to recognize that there is a great deal more to her life than the daily grind. She should pay heed to her real thirst, because the one who would quench it is utterly present to her, and she does. By a happy coincidence, or indeed divine providence, we have recently celebrated the Feast of the Annunciation. This story from the Gospel of Luke focuses on another woman who also comes to an awareness of the God who is utterly present to her. She too has her doubts as she asks, "How can this be?" However, she too is willing to trust and offers a thirsting humanity the most important words we can utter. "Let it be done to me as you have said." Mary and the Samaritan woman symbolize a dynamic receptivity to the gift. And, as St. Augustine says, we need to hear ourselves speaking through them.